Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy, Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me Podcast. Yo, whenever I want to deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure, would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is episode 11. Any guesses who the real Agent Argyle is? Seems like not a lot of y'all cared because the box office spoke, but I got a few things to say myself. Here's a non-spoiler review for Matthew Vaughn's Argyle. A reclusive author who writes espionage novels about a secret agent and a global spy syndicate realizes the plot of the new book she's writing starts to mirror real-world events in real time. I gotta be honest with you. Not a reclusive author. And try your best not to dig too deep into the ins and outs of this, because it wasn't until someone brought up a tweet of when the first rumors and the announcements of the film were coming on, that kind of spoils a lot, right? This is an interesting approach, but also something that's very familiar. I look at it this way. I love Matthew Vaughn. I remember the first Kingsman movie, X-Men First Class. I like his visual style. He used to shoot movies for, I think it was Guy Ritchie. And I like his approach to storytelling. That fits my sensibilities. So when you tell me I've got super spies, and then you tell me we've got this cast that's got Henry Cavill, that's got Bryan Cranston, that's got Catherine O'Hara, that's got Bryce Dallas Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell and Samuel L. Like Sophia Boutella, this checks off so many boxes of what gets me excited to go watch a movie. It was really hard to try to avoid not the spoilers so much, even though I did swerve around it a little bit, but like it was hard not to catch the marketing because I think so much of what for me made this film work was how successful and interesting the marketing actually was. Like, we've been there, done that. We get spy movies like every month. Honestly, it seems like several times a month. The amount of stuff that's announced that spy this and spy that. I mean, I feel like my last three reviews have been spy movies, you know, Lift and Role Play. And now we've got Argyle. It was cool because there's like this tie-in of this espionage book series that like is kind of inside the movie, but then also it's doing stuff outside of it. Like I think the marketing is really clever. And yeah, it worked for me. It worked for me a lot because you know what? Even though this is really out there, I believe in this world. Like we obviously like the spy stuff, so give it to me. Am I taking it super serious? Nah, it's having fun. And I think that's exactly the tone that I was sold. Fun. I mean, this is coming from Universal in a partnership deal with Apple Original Films. This was originally just supposed to be an Apple Plus original release. And it seemed like Matthew Vaughn was like, nah, I'm getting theatrical. And I was like, all right, my man, go ahead, talk your talk, playboy. Like, you know what I like, you know? But like, I think it absolutely worked. Could it have been better? Sure. But for everything that I wanted, I enjoyed, for the most part. Like, I like Matthew Vaughn. I already said that. I think the production design is something interesting because this doesn't feel tangible. Like, if I'm comparing it, which is probably a little bit unfair, right? Like, if I think of the production design and the cinema quality of Oppenheimer, for example, this pales in comparison, but I don't think that the goal of this is trying to reach those heights. But then it does ask the question, well, why not? And I think that's where there's a conundrum between what feels real, how you buy into characters, and all these other different things. And then when folks find out what the price tag is with this, which is a little misleading, I don't believe that the production budget, because Matthew Vaughn has come out about this, was $200 million. But I do believe that the $200 million is what Apple paid to acquire the rights to this, right? So is this going to look like a prestige feature, the thought they get an Oscar? Nah, not at all. But it's glossy. But I think it's also a part of the point because it seems like story-wise, this is having a commentary on a lot of these films that we're familiar with, like what we get in Bond or what we had in Kingsman and what we had in Fast and the Furious, which is now super spy-fi capers and things of that nature. But I am getting increasingly annoyed at the CG. Like, it's not the greatest. And I don't want to give it a pass for it being lazy, but then there's some stuff that's just really outlandish. Like, there's particularly a chase scene that's happening inside of Greece that it's impossible to do, you know, to have it look real. And they're asking this car to do things that, like, are theoretically impossible. However, you do have time, you do have money to try to make it as real as possible. But I think it's also a part of the joke, right? And I can forgive some things because I feel like it is satirizing the genre outside of, like, you know, a few different things, right? It is weird, though, like with the camera, the frame rate gets a little wonky now and then. I don't know if that's an artistic choice, but what was an artistic choice was how poppy the music is. I think the music is driving a lot of this storytelling, and I think it's something in particular that Matthew Vaughn is wanted to evoke with some of the themes that are explored inside of the story. But ultimately, what makes a story work is its characters, and I like them. I like Ellie Conway. I like Aiden Wilde. And when you have Bryce Dallas Howard, you got Sam Rockwell, I really did love their chemistry. And then you want to find these intricate ways that we use Henry Cavill, which to the audience, this is Agent Argyle. He's got the interesting suit. He's got the interesting haircut. You know, we've got John Cena inside of this bad boy just trying to figure out, is he playing against type again? Is he doing something really cool? It's got Dua Lipa in it. Like, these have recognizable names and characters that have star quality that I believe all comes together and really does work. Like, the story is clever. Like, it starts out as one movie and it does become something else, which I didn't think it was going to be. And I'm sure that this may have existed previously, this type of convention of the storytelling, but I can't remember something similar in recent memory. And I love that, one, it's a story about a woman that does not look like a lot of women that are particularly in this type of role front and center. And I say this as a man. I don't think it's a bad thing for me as a man to comment on the fact that Bryce Dallas Howard is a curvier woman that we typically would not see getting a feature-led role, right? She's not a pixie. She's not none of that. She's a thick body, and I love to see it. And I think that there's a lot of women, if they gave this film a chance, and going by the box office, not really so much, but there's little reasons why I can understand why. I think that we should celebrate and at least be able to speak to the fact that it's amazing to be able to see so many different body types front and center. And I think she did an exceptional job. She is an amazing actress. Like, there's things that she does physically with her body outside of her weight that I just care. She carries so much emotion with her eyes. And, like, I love that. I'm a big fan of Sam Rockwell. What he does as Agent Aiden Wilde, I had no clue that he was the co-lead in this film. And I think that that's something that they did hide pretty well with inside of the marketing. And if you haven't got a chance to go watch Mr. Nobody with Anna Kendrick, if you want to see him kick ass as a spy, that's where I got introduced to that capability. And he leans right back into that. And he's a lot of fun. Their chemistry is really cool. And we have another excuse to watch Henry Cavill on screen. My Superman is back on screen. And I loved it. Like, he's everything that you would want. It's kind of meta how we've wanted Henry Cavill as Bond, and this is kind of this, and it makes the most of it. I think it's cool. John Cena as John Cena. But I think the standouts in this film is definitely what Bryan Cranston and Catherine O'Hara bring as Ritter and Ruth. They're fantastic. They are chewing up every scene in all these delicious ways. You gotta watch it. I think it's fun. And I think Dua Lipa is Dua Lipa. And yo, Ariana DeBose, she's staying busy, and I love that for her. You know, I mean, think about it. She's got to do what she can to prove that she's, you know, an actor, not just trying to sing. Man, that was a bad joke. And Samuel L. Jackson, yo, I'm glad, yo, he's still getting them checks. Keep doing it, you know? And this is the proper way that you use Sofia Boutella in a film. I love me some Zack Snyder. I didn't get around to reviewing Rebel Moon. I think I may do that in like a two-parter when part two comes out in a couple months, because what we have here is Sofia Boutella written and performing great. What she did in Rebel Moon Part 1, not so great. But stay tuned for more of that. But once again, I like these characters. I thought the story was fun. It's low stakes in my opinion, but I think that it was working enough because of the magnetism of these characters where I bought in and I did care. You know, Ellie's got writer's block and Aiden wants to know the next chapter. We're thinking like this kind of stranger than fiction thing is happening where stuff that's going on inside of her written novel is playing out in real time. And I completely was in on like the swerve and like I wasn't trying to spend my time trying to guess what the reveal was going to be or like, you know, and everything like that. And I think that some folks can get really caught up in it. And I think that can cheat you out of the way that a story like this can work. And I really thought, yo, am I going to do spoilers or not? I want to save that savory piece for you guys. I highly recommend to watch the movie. I think it's fun. I think if you go in, and I'm not going to sit here and say turn your brain off, but treat this like a Fast and Furious movie, you'd be surprised how if you just buy in, it's just fun. Is it a little bit too long? Sure. But I think the nature of like the swerves and the reveals and the, oh my gosh, and the spoiler and this and that. And I think it does get a little exhausting because it's happening a lot. But I think it's like a roller coaster, which it maybe has a few too many loop-de-loops, but I don't think that this makes this a bad film at all, right? Like this reaches an outlandish crescendo that I think it's earned, and it really goes for it. And I can see where it may lose some people because, yeah, in the third act, it gets a little wild, a little crazy, and you're just like, when is this ride over, right? And honestly, if that's what you felt, I can understand you why you may not have liked it. Do I think it's bad? Hell no. I think that it's a blockbuster that goes beyond the bridges in between action set pieces and the tropes that you see that are really familiar because that's also the point. It is commenting on that. And I love Bryce Dallas Howard being front and center, being a badass, you know, just breaking the conventional mold of these types of films. And I was here for it. Now I'll say this. Because I'm such a big fan of Matthew Vaughn, I think that I can pick out all the things that I've loved from all of his previous works that I find with this film. So, like, I'm going to say, like, Argyles is his, like, greatest hits album, right? But in movie form. It's a hyper-stylized genre satire that's in on the joke that it makes. I think that it cleverly is overindulgent, and the writing is very fun, right? And I think that there are fantastic performances. I'm not going to take that from it at all. And I think that they are purposely and appropriately hamming it up, but with heart in the right place. And it oozes the cliched spy-fi action fun that I came to the movie for, and it does it throughout. So I would say confidently, the Kobe Toby rating for this film, you know what? I'm going to give it a really high 7 out of 10, okay? I think it's a good movie. I think where it can affect it from being a great movie, it's a little overly long, and the third act is, I'm getting jerked around, and but it's good, it's fun, go to the movies, have fun. This is directed by Matthew Vaughn, it's written by Jason Fuchs, starring Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, Bryan Cranston, Dua Lipa, Ariana DeBose, Richard E. Grant, John Cena, Catherine O'Hara, Sofia Boutella, and of course, Samuel L. Jackson is now playing in theaters everywhere. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Kobe told me. Peace.